Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I just finished a video about the egregious, despicable actions of Kaiser. And Kaiser sent out a letter to the individuals that were fired. And many of these could not get unemployment. They couldn't find another job. They basically ruined these employees' lives. And then they wanted to rehire them because, oh, I guess our policies have changed. If you want to see an epic rant, it happens in that video. And I did mention that I was going to share with you a list of many companies where people got their exemptions due to the work that we've done. And I will share that with you in just a moment. But the question I have and the topic that I want to cover here is, I can't believe this is still happening. Tell me in a comment below how you would complete that sentence. I mean, what is it that you are still going through that you are witnessing, that you are experiencing, and you can't believe it is still going on all these years later? I'm going to share with you what I've witnessed and what I'm experiencing. And before I do that, I do want to share with you a new sponsor message. And this is specifically for those of you that are interested in detoxing, especially from all of the poisons that you know are inflicted upon us in the water, in the food, and in the air. And I will be bringing you more coverage in upcoming videos about standing up against what they're doing in our skies. And I believe that making people aware of that and sharing the information is a very important step. But let's do this. Let me share my screen. And I've been telling you about this Zeolite Extra because you've been asking me about this. And you can find out at epicminerals.net. You can read all about how this will help you if you're interested in detoxing, because the modern world is riddled with heavy metals and other poisons. We get it in the air from the spraying. We get it in pollution. It's in the water. It's in the food. There's poisons in our drink, in the materials they use to build our homes. And of course, the ingredients in the cocktails. And many of us were subjected to that as children, and we didn't even have a say. These poisons are an enormous cause of sickness and shorter lifespans. So Zeolite Extra, it binds to all of these poisons with just a few sprays a day. So it allows these poisons to exit the body harmlessly as normal waste products. The particles in Zeolite Extra from Epic Minerals are small enough to pass the blood-brain barrier, eliminating mercury and other toxins directly from the brain. The result is a healthier body and a healthier brain, and it's easy to take. You just spray it in your mouth. It tastes like water. So if you want to find out about the safest and most effective detoxification solution in the world, that's what they're saying, and that's where you want to go, epicminerals.net. Use the promo code Peggy, and then let me know what you think, since many of you were asking me to look into Zeolite. All right, friends, we are going to be talking about, I can't believe we're still going through this. There are so many things that we're still going through. We're still going through the corruption in the selections, whether it is local, state, or federal. Of course, we're seeing the headlines of what's going on with Donald Trump. I covered that in a previous video, which I will link for you in the description, and I will link for you at the end of this video. We're going through all of the corruption at the county level. I've exposed what's going on in the county of Orange, all of the corruption surrounding my lawsuit. So I've experienced it firsthand. And we are still going through people wearing the suffocation devices and being turned away from getting their medical care because they won't go through the nasal swab assault. Friends, I've got several videos for you about that. I will also, in fact, I have a playlist called Medical Rights. And if you click on that, you'll be able to see all of my specific tips. I go in great detail about your patient rights. I go step by step how to make sure that you're not going to be discriminated against. So people are still going through that. I can't believe we're still going through that. So please learn about how to protect yourself and your family if you find yourself undergoing any type of medical emergency, or even a scheduled type of surgery. I can't believe that the parents are still being coerced and intimidated and pressured to make their animals become human pincushions. I've done an entire series about that, and I'm so grateful that that was helpful for you. Remember, just the fact that you're taking your animal to the vet means that they need medical care and means that they are unable to withstand that type of injection. So stand your ground. I've got several videos about that so that you can read and educate yourself. I cannot believe that people are still going through these harassment and intimidation techniques with their employers, especially potential employers. I've heard from so many people that are unable to even get an interview because one of the questions they ask is whether or not they are a human pincushion for cooties. And first of all, I would not answer that question. I would say, is this a job offer? Are you offering me a job? Or why are you asking about my own personal medical history? Are you going to ask if I was ever pregnant or if I had a hysterectomy? All of those questions are off limits. And you also can answer by saying, are you following Title VII non-discrimination laws? And you need to even determine whether or not you want to work for that type of employer. Remember, there is a website called Public Square, and they are working with Red Balloon to highlight employers that are not requiring these type of illegal measures. So I hope that will be helpful for you. Also, please study my videos all about what to do as a job applicant. My husband and I are helping many individuals who are seeking their immigration status legally. And there is a waiver that applicants can get based on several factors. And one of them is their sincerely held religious beliefs or moral convictions. So there is always another way. I'm helping people find it. And what I promised in the previous video, and I forgot to do, which is I'm going to share with you right now, is I want to take you on over to the Healthy American website. And this is where you can get my one-to-one help if you're interested. And let me share my screen. We'll go right over here. And when you click on religious exemptions, that is where you can find out more information about our services and our help. But what I really want to do is I want to show you a list of just, this is not even a complete list, but this is an example of people that we have helped who have worked for these companies. And there was one in particular, I think it was IBM, and they employees wrote to me and they said, Peggy, IBM knows who you are and they don't like how effective your work is. We've helped people who worked for Google, Facebook, PayPal, they canceled me. I canceled them. Never used PayPal. AstraZeneca. Okay. They're one of the makers of the cocktails. In fact, we helped people in so many, we helped people who actually worked for Pfizer and for Johnson & Johnson, and they did not want to become human pincushions. And even you can see here, we help people from the CDC and also the FDA. We help people in the health departments who did not want to go along with these illegal measures. We help people from the IRS, from NASA. Oh yeah, my favorite. It just goes on and on and on and on. And those are just some of the larger organizations. We help people from the FAA, of course, all of the airlines, OSHA, Netflix, Navy SEALs, Wells Fargo. They actually reversed what they were requiring because I really hit them hard and focused a lot on all of the egregious, outlandish, excessive, and illegal measures that they were taking to coerce their employees, and they backed off. Amtrak's the same. So it goes on and on and on and on. I worked with many in the biotech industry, in the gas industry, the federal government, defense contractors, Verizon, Citicorp, Northrop Grumman, U.S. Department of Labor, Department of Transportation, Homeland Security, FBI, even the Federal Reserve, friends. The reason I'm telling you this is not to pat myself on the back. I'm telling you this because these companies actually acknowledged the law and individuals were able to continue to keep their employment at these companies. Now, I will tell you that many people, after they went through this whole accommodation process, they actually left because they didn't want to swim in the sea of evil. They didn't even want to work for an employer that had coerced them to that extent. Let me just share with you, in case you're going through this, which is absolutely astounding to me, that we're in the middle of 2024, and I can't believe we're still going through this, but the examples for you to use need to be based on your civil rights, your human rights, and don't focus on the fact of human pincushion and not a pincushion, because that puts it into the realm of medicine and, you know, science, of course, that we can trust. This is all about a civil rights issue, just like they cannot fire you for being gay or for being pregnant, although I'm certain many companies would like to do that. It is against the law to discriminate against anyone at the workplace and in any public accommodation, for that matter. If you are going to the grocery store or the bank or a movie theater, you cannot be discriminated against. If you are a member of a religion or your own religious practice requires you to wear a hat, for example, and you wear it into the movie theater and the person behind you can't see, the manager can't come and tell you to remove your hat, even if it says no hats. You have a right to wear a hat into the bank, even if it says no hats, because that is a part of your religious expression. You're not asking for permission. You are actually living in your God-given rights. And I will continue to teach about that with my last God-given unobstructed breath of life. I worship God by breathing, and I do not obstruct my breath. Hashtag never have, never will. I certainly do not consent to any unwanted medical interventions because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And short and simple, God told me not to do it. So talk to him. And this is along the lines of what so many people did to be successful. Having said that, there are criminals out there. There are laws against having your car stolen. Cars are stolen every day. There are laws against murder and everything else, yet those crimes are committed. So even though you may have followed the law and learned the law and stood up for yourself, the fact is many people are working for criminals. And so my prayers are with you that you are going to find a better place, a better job, and that you are no longer going to swim in the sea of evil. I am at your service. I have so many free educational videos. I've got so much on my Substack, and I want to help you every step of the way. Let me know what you are still dealing with. Let me know what you can't believe we're still going through. And I can't wait to read your comments. I appreciate each and every one of you being on board as Healthy Americans. Remember, I'm here at 4 p.m. Pacific. YouTube probably unsubscribed you again, so please hit the subscribe button. When you comment on the video, when you answer people's questions, when you point them to other resources, it really helps us outwit the algorithm and outwit the nitwits, because I want to stay on this channel shining God's light of truth in the darkness. Thank you, everyone, for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.